women, have you ever been a part of a game? Anything like this with the emotional highs and lows, points per minute, and all that?
No, no, sir. I've never been part of an emotional game like this so far.
What about being a principal part like that? Did you see your role? Could you imagine playing a significant role in this game?
I mean, I just try to go out there every game just to try to help my team out any way I can. If the ball comes my way, I just try to make the best play I can at the time.
How can you tell you're kind of getting in a DB's head? Because of all the penalties that were called, guys trying to defend you, you were catching it, you were drawing a flag. Did you tell that you were kind of getting in their head, or what was going on there?
Well, you know, that's just the football guys trying to be on my side for a little minute. But if the DB try to get a little aggressive and you try to go back with them a little aggressive, you know what I'm saying, a little more aggressive, they're going to try to, you know what I'm saying, just be over-aggressive sometimes. Then that's when you back off a little bit. Then that's when the second man always get caught.
Did you feel like you were getting in the zone tonight? I mean, after a couple of catches, do you feel like this may be a big game for you?
I mean, I just try to stay calm, just try to stay humble at what I was doing out there, and I was just trying to play my part.
Kobe, now two touchdowns, you have that one play drive, which I think was a 70-something yard. You go straight into the end zone. Before that play and after that play, did y'all think they were out of it?
Well, really, I really didn't think we was out of it because we have, I think, like over eight times this year we done scored in under like 30 seconds. So we can score real quick, and I didn't think we were ever out of it.
14 touchdowns in the middle of last season.
Kobe said earlier this week, when people might not know a lot about Louisiana Tech. What do you think people are going to say about Louisiana Tech? They either wake up and see the score or check the DVR and hope they get the extension or able to see the end of this game.
I just hope they just say something positive about us, because we played our hearts out tonight, and it's a shame that we couldn't come up with a W.
Where were you? Were you open on that last 2-point conversion? I know a safety cheated up there on you. Were you basically the defense as soon as you saw the safety? What was going on?
I just expect the ball every play, and I trust Kobe's decisions 100% every play. So if he felt like he needed to throw the ball over there to R.P. Stewart, that's what I was going with, too. I trusted him with everything.
Kobe said he's glad that you're on his team because he's so proud of you for being the go-to guy. What do you think of that?
Hey, I'm glad that Kobe's the quarterback here, because not too many people can take playing quarterback, because it takes a strong mind, strong everything to play quarterback, and you know sometimes a quarterback gets blamed for everything. So I'm glad Kobe's on our team.
Hey, Quinton, in the last 2 weeks, you've gotten called for offensive pass interference, one last week, one this week. Is in your mind, was it offensive pass interference, or is it just hard-nosed shoving DB receiver?
It's just a battle out there. You know, the refs might call it one time this way and one time the other play. You just got to play on to the next play.
Would you mind commenting on a couple of touchdowns that you weren't involved in? Shaq taking the pick back, and then Dixon trying to put his helmet back on.
On Big Shaq, on his interception, TD, I was just sitting down looking up at the big screen, and I just seen him running. I was like, oh, is that Shaq? Oh, stop! I just got up and ran down to the end zone. I didn't care if I got a flag or not. I just ran. But with Kenna, I was running my streak route, turned around. I just seen him playing with his face mask in my head. I'm like, you better not take your helmet off. You better keep running. And I just seen him just keep on running, and hey, it was crazy.
Did you think he was going to take his helmet off?
I didn't know what he was going to do, because I know Kenneth is crazy. So he just going to keep running with his helmet on or off. Like our coach always tells us, we got 24 hours to weep our win, or, you know what I'm saying, be glad about our win, or to feel sorry about ourselves. We got 24 hours. After that 24 hours up, it's back to plan A. It's just going back and winning the game that we got to win this week. We only can win one game next week, and that's against Idaho, so that's what we're going to prepare for.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Coach.